Welcome to an exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. Today's podcast is for both IT and business professionals who are interested in starting or expanding a BI career. At SearchDataManagement.com, we know that there are plenty of BI jobs, but finding the right job can be a challenge. How imperative is certification? What skills are necessary to succeed in the BI industry? And how important is a job title? To get some answers to our questions, we spoke with Jennifer Hay. Jennifer is a Certified Business Intelligence Professional, or CBIP, as well as the Certification Program Manager for the Data Warehousing Institute. For over 15 years, Jennifer has worked in a variety of business and technical roles. She worked on various projects in data warehousing, business intelligence, web design, teaching, customer service, and management. Today, her focus is on helping professionals develop a business intelligence career plan. Thank you for speaking with us today, Jennifer. First, let's set the context for this discussion. Are there a lot of jobs available in the BI industry?
There doesn't seem to be any definitive research data that quantifies the size of the BI job market, but what I can offer are my observations. In general, we've seen that qualified BI professionals are hard to find, and they are definitely in high demand. I expect to see increasing demand based on the market shift to include small and mid-sized businesses. With Microsoft's entry into the BI space, for example, BI's become more affordable. So we can expect to see an increase in the number of jobs available within these organizations.
What kinds of skills are important for BI professionals, or what's a marketable skill set in the business intelligence industry?
Well, BI is definitely a team job, and it demands many skills. But its scope is so far-reaching that a diverse range of skills are required. To make it more definable, we've added some structure to this. We've divided up the BI industry into five key areas: leadership and management, business analytics, data analysis and design, data integration, and admin and technology. For example, with leadership and management, it focuses in on integrating people, process, and technology to deliver business value. It is a key success factor for BI in data warehousing programs and projects. Business analytics, on the other hand, focuses in on the effective use of data and information to drive positive business actions and business outcomes. It is fundamental to achieving value from BI. It completes the BI value chain, which connects information to knowledge, knowledge to actions, and actions to outcomes. Now, data analysis and design focuses in on understanding business needs for data and information. And what it does is it translates those needs to the necessary data structure. It establishes the foundation for delivery of BI applications which depend upon these same data structures. And these need to be adaptable, extensible, and definitely sustainable. Now, data integration focuses on the processes to acquire data from disparate sources, consolidate it into an enterprise data resource, and ensure data quality. It's fundamental to data warehousing, and it's a vital process to provide a rich and robust data resource for delivery of BI applications. Finally, administration technology focuses in on managing the infrastructure for data warehousing and business intelligence systems. It ensures continuous operation of BI and data warehousing systems and the availability of the essential business information that the business relies upon. So each of these areas requires knowledge of both business and technology, with the degree of knowledge depending on the discipline. An ideal business analyst, for example, attains a body of knowledge and skill that is approximately 70% business-focused and 30% technology-focused. An administration and technology professional, on the other hand, has a strong bias to technical knowledge, but they have to have sufficient business knowledge to apply and manage technology in a meaningful business context.
Well, then what advice do you have for someone who wants to build up both their business and technical skills? Are there any strategies you can recommend that might help make this process easier?
Well, first you need to focus in on specific skill areas to be developed. More important than itemizing what you know is knowing what you don't know. To guide this process, I use a matrix of skill areas and questions where you can ask yourself things. For example, in the case of business skills, I map 13 business domains to 8 specific questions. The result is a 104-question survey of the breadth of business knowledge. It's two primary areas, business domains and management frameworks. For example, in business domains, it has such items as finance, research and development, and of course, customer support. Within the management frameworks, it has business process management and customer relationship management. Now, some of the questions you might ask, for example, is, when you're talking about finance, you might say, what are the issues? How is it measured? These are the types of things that IT needs to be able to understand. When you look at corporate governance, IT needs to be able to say, who does it within the organization, and why is it done? If we look at the other side, where business people need to become more IT savvy, I'm looking at a technology stack that starts with hardware and operations at the bottom and goes on up, where at the top we see access and interface. This is the people part of the equation. So some of the questions we might ask ourselves is, for example, if we're looking at the technologies, we're looking at network systems. The business has to have some sense of what the role of business systems is within the organization. How does it work? What happens if it doesn't fail, and how does it impact me? Some other elements there, for example, are decision support systems. Who manages it? Who supports it? And definitely, the business has to understand what are the risks and what are the issues. So once you know the specific skill set area to be developed, you can put together a plan to develop or refine your skills. A well-rounded skills development plan includes elements of research, reading, formal education, either in a classroom or online, and practical experience that can be gained either through job opportunities or volunteer work. And actually, volunteer work is how I started in BI.
So once someone has determined that they want a career in BI, what are their options, or where would you suggest they begin?
Well, the BI career possibilities are many and varied. So you need to focus your career development efforts on a particular area. Do you want to work with technology or with a business? Is your interest in developing BI systems? Is it in using those systems to drive business results? These kinds of questions need to be answered to target one or a few specific BI roles. And what I've done is I've divided it up into like four major components. You start with one, you need to understand the different areas of BI and data warehousing. As I mentioned, this covers the spectrum from leadership and management to administration and technology. Secondly, you need to choose the roles for which you are well suited based on your knowledge, experience, aptitudes, and absolutely they have to depend on your interests. We've identified 18 different roles which generally are focused in one or possibly two of these areas that I've mentioned. Number three, you need to acquire the skills needed for the roles through education and experience. In TDWI's education programs, we use the same five areas to identify the primary and secondary focus for each of the courses that we offer. And finally, they need to establish credentials that attest to their qualifications of experience and certification in related disciplines. For example, we offer an education-based certificate on track, and we offer a test-based certification, CBIP.
Well, how important are the certifications in the business intelligence field?
BI certifications are relatively new, but they're growing quickly. Both the employee seeker and the job seeker need value in certification. In a field of competition and rapid expansion, certification gives employers a degree of confidence in the abilities of those that they're considering hiring. We see evidence both in the number of companies and recruiters who include certification as part of their job qualifications. The job seeker gains an edge with respected credentials. Recently, we've seen a growth in the number of companies seeking to have their internal staff become certified, and this is probably one of the major focus areas in certification for us right now. I think this indicates that yet another kind of value for employers and employees is that it is associated with career growth and retention of valued people.
Can you tell us a little bit about TDWI's Certified Business Intelligence Professional Program, and also about how many CBIPs are there?
The CBIP program is aligned with the same five business intelligence areas that I previously mentioned, and to date, we have issued 600 certificates. Becoming certified is entirely dependent on passing three exams within these areas. There's two levels of certification. Achieving the practitioner level requires passing three exams at 50% or higher. Achieving the mastery level requires passing three exams at 70% or higher. These percentages must seem low, but you have to remember that we don't offer courses that map directly to the exams. These exams are difficult. They're based on industry knowledge, and they definitely require real-world experience to pass. The distinction between the two levels is that the practitioner level can be achieved with education and some experience, for example, 1 to 3 years, while the mastery level requires a strong combination of education and experience. Of those certified, about 70% are at the mastery level, and of those who test, about 10% do not pass one of their exams. CBIP started out as a domestic program, but has quickly moved to include many CBIPers from around the world, for example, the Netherlands, Germany, England, and India.
Well, what other kinds of BI-related certifications are out there?
Well, UC Berkeley offers a certification that's more academic in nature than CBIP. The Berkeley program documents immersion in a body of study, while CBIP is more oriented toward professional certification, with credentials showing that you have both depth of knowledge and the ability to apply that knowledge in real-world situations. Many others use the term certified as a marketing word. Becoming certified something by attending a 3, 4, or 5-day course. But these aren't certification programs, they're really certificate programs.
So how much of an advantage does a CBIP or someone with another certification have over someone with real-world experience?
No certification should be a replacement for real-world experience. I can't speak to other certification, but knowledge and skills testing is an essential component of becoming CBIP certified. You have to have real-world experience to pass the exams.
Well, then when, if at all, should certification enter the picture? Before someone makes a career move or once they're more established with experience?
Well, I'm often contacted by someone who wants to get into the BI space. They look towards certification to give them the leverage they need. Since you need education and experience to pass the exams, I take a different approach in these areas. I encourage them to use the body of knowledge for the exams as a starting point. This can get them focused on which of their skills are transferable and which of the specialty areas and job roles really pique their interest. This is where they can start determining where their knowledge and experience gaps lay. This is really a question of whether credentials fit into an overall career development plan, and the answer may change for each individual. Career development has many dimensions, including knowledge, skill, job opportunity, experience, and credentials. Each demands commitment of time, energy, and finances. Setting priorities for the use of your time, energy, and money is a personal planning activity that depends on where you're at today, where you want to be, and what steps offer the best path to getting there. So it's definitely a personal approach.
We've heard a lot about the inconsistencies among professional titles in the data management industry. Apparently, it's not unheard of for two professionals to have the same title but have entirely different responsibilities, or that two people have different titles but the same responsibilities. So what's in a title, and how does that affect an aspiring BI professional?
TDW research has shown that the average individual holds one primary role and three secondary roles. Each of these roles requires distinctive skills and knowledge. No wonder job titles are confusing. In the data management area, for example, a particularly confusing role is the BI architect. Research has shown that their secondary roles include data analyst, data modeler, technical architect, and data acquisition architect. That's four additional roles. Not only are these different roles, but they're also in different areas. A data analyst and a data modeler are in the data analysis and design area. The data acquisition architect is in the data integration area, and the technical architect is in administration and technology. I repeat, no wonder job titles are so confusing. People need to focus on the job roles that match their interests and their skills. You should be able to evaluate a job description and decipher whether the role covers the areas that I've mentioned, or is concentrated in only one particular area.
So do you have any other advice you'd like to offer? Any final words?
Before you dive into analyzing your job skills and selecting the job roles that seem right for you, don't forget to include the most important piece of the puzzle, which is you. People are happier and more successful at those roles that match their personality, their work preferences, and of course their interest. When you look for a job, don't forget the most important part, you. For example, when I look at a BI architect, I know what they need to like. They need to like to create and apply structure to stuff. They need to like to help people use stuff. And a BI architect needs to like to learn and understand stuff. And the most important thing of all is that they need to love to discover new stuff.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your conversation today, Jennifer. For more information on business intelligence certification, or for more advice on business intelligence careers, visit cbipro.com. Or if you have specific questions about your professional development, you can contact Jennifer Hay at cbip@tdwi.org. These web addresses are available on the download page for this podcast. I also want to remind listeners that you can find more business intelligence resources at searchdatamanagement.com. And, as always, you can find this podcast and other data management podcasts in our podcast library. And remember to add searchdatamanagement.com RSS feed to your newsreader, subscribe to our email newsletters, and check back frequently for articles about business intelligence, data warehousing, and many other data management topics. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. Signing off from Search Data Management, I'm Catherine Marquis.